Praise God. Book of Mark chapter 16, starting at verse number 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And preach the gospel to every creature. I love this. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Right.
But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. I really want to take my text from, amen, verse number 15. Verse number 15. The Bible said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. That's not a... maybe he wants to preach too. Praise God. That's not an option that he gave us.
No.
But that is a commandment that God gave to his people.
Go ye
into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature.
Yes, yes.
If the Lord would help us tonight, I'd like to preach. Amen. And then you go on down to Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 30 is where I want to take my text from. Amen. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
Yeah.
And he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. That's, I know that's a deep topic. That's a deep title. That's what I'm going to preach. He that winneth souls is wise.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I'm convinced that we're in an emergency situation in this country.
Yes, we are.
Praise God. They say President Trump's about to call the emergency. Amen. For all the turmoil that's going on in this country, and maybe it needs to be called. I don't know. But whether that might be an emergency on that realm of things, but I'm not here saying that. But our country, church,
yeah,
is in an emergency.
You're
amen.
Right.
I tell you, if America has ever been away from God, she's away from God tonight.
That's true.
Amen. And I thought about, you listen to some of these statistics right here. In the 1930s, approximately, listen, this ain't the United States, the world, approximately one-fourth of all the world was proclaiming Christians. One-fourth, 25%, amen, from east to west, as far as you could wrap your hand around this globe, claim to be Christians,
yeah,
born again, children, amen, of God. Amen. Being washed their sins away by the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
One-fourth, 25% of the population. Now, that's a low percentage, if you ask me. But in the 30s, one-fourth of the entire world's population was claimed to be saved, born-again Christians. Do you know that number today? Amen. And the number I found was an old number. Amen. 8%.
Oh, Lord.
8% of this world. Amen. That, like I said, it's an old number. Could be way less than that. 8% of this world claims to be Christian today. There are large areas of this planet's surface that have yet to feel the pressure of the gospel being preached on their soil.
Yeah.
Amen. There are nations and tribes breathing air in which the name of Jesus has never been proclaimed to them.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the missionary friends have informed, amen, and said that they estimate that there are at least 2,000 tribes, amen, of men out there that have never heard the gospel message.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know about you tonight, amen, but we're in an emergency,
yeah,
amen. Praise God. Not only across the foreign soils, praise God. I thank God Brother J.R. has a burden to go to Belize and preach. I thank God for those. I met a man this past week that told me, Brother Tommy, and he really got me stirred up. Amen. And he was telling me he goes to a church up in, I forget the name of it, Loveland, Ohio, Milford, right there on this east side, southern east side of Cincinnati, about a 2-hour drive away. And He is telling me about their church, how that they, amen, have a printing press right there in the church. They got a building that they have a printing press in. This stirred my heart. He said that multiple churches is now involved in this, and all kinds of churches buy a roll of paper. He said a humongous roll of paper comes in there on a semi. He said it looks like a gigantic toilet paper roll. Amen. On a big old semi. And he said they take that roll and they put it in on that big old machines they got, and they roll that paper out, and they're able to print hundreds of Bibles, thousands, I forget, way up there, thousands of Bibles on one roll of paper. And he said one roll of paper cost $750. And he was telling me that their particular church has a satellite church in El Paso, Texas. And he said they pumped thousands and thousands of Bibles across the border right there in Mexico. And he said, we send thousands and thousands of Bibles worldwide. Amen. Free of charge. All we ask, amen, is help to get them shipped. But we don't charge one dime, amen, to produce these Bibles. But he said, churches buy the paper and volunteers come from all over and put these Bibles together. And I thought, oh God, help us, Lord, in this day, not only to get the Word of God out, but help me, Lord. I'm not in Mexico. Thank God. Amen. The world is unchurched. The world is unevangelized. The world is unmissionary. But what about the United States? It's unmissionary. You know, there's thousands. I would beg to differ, tens of thousands in this tri-state area, amen, that cannot tell you the plan of salvation. That cannot tell you, amen, the road to get saved. I tell you, church, amen, you can be a missionary right here in Huntington, West Virginia. Yeah. What about your neighbor? Does your neighbor know anything about Jesus? I tell you, we go to church night in and night out and thank God for that. I'm not diminishing any of that. I tell you, we can't hide our light under a bushel. We got to go into the highways. Amen. We need to get us a sign back there. Amen. When you leave these premises, when you leave these doors, you're now entering the harvest field. I tell you, there's souls out there that's dying lost and going to hell. Hey, amen. And Jesus told these disciples, he gathered them together, amen, just before he went away. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to them. Take the word of God to these men and these women. Amen. Hey, I'd like to tell you, church, it's not an option, but it is a commandment of God. You can't sit on that light. You can't let the devil tell you not to be outspoken. I tell you, the devil tries to put us in a corner and tell us you can't talk like that today. But today is when we need to be light. Today is when we need to be a witness. Our neighbors are going to hell. Those we work with every day are going to hell. It's time that we begin to be a soul winner.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Woo! Oh. That got me stirred up. And so I told him about Brother J.R. I said, we got a guy in our church. Cost him a lot of money to get Bibles down in Belize. And I said, you know, would it help him, I wonder? And he said, I don't know. They're Baptists. And I don't know one Baptist from another. And he said, we're First Baptist with a capital. He said, we're Baptist with a capital B. Whatever that means, I don't know. Thank God. With a capital B. Amen. But great God, I said, I wonder. And he knew I was a Pentecostal. We'd already talked about religion. I said, I'm a Pentecostal man. He said, I don't know if they'd help, but here's the number you call. So I called him today. And I told him about Brother JR's mission work. And I was a pastor down here. And I wonder if they could help us get some Bibles. I said, no, we're not Baptist. Amen. We're Pentecostal. Hey, in our church is called Good Shepherd Holiness Church. We're the old-fashioned, amen, denomination. We believe in living right. I said, one thing we've got, amen, a common denominator. They will only publish King James Version. And I said, that's all, amen, we publish. That's all we, amen, preach. And that's all we recommend is the King James Version. Amen. And that old lady I was talking to, boy, she liked that. She said, well, I don't see why there's no reason why we can't help you guys get some Bibles. Amen. Woo! And we said, talking. And I said, when you going to do your next production? When y'all going to produce, amen, several more hundred or even several thousand more Bibles? She said, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to roll them out. Amen, folks are going to come in. I said, can I volunteer?
And she said, you sure can. Amen. So Lord willing, Tuesday next week, I'm going to go to Ohio and try to make as many Bibles as I can make.
Woo!
Hey, you say there ain't no sense in that stuff. I tell you, I hope I make a Bible and goes to the jungles of Africa. I hope I make a Bible and teaches the temper. Amen. Of Mexico. I hope I make a Bible and goes to the southern tip of South America. I tell their souls that's not lost right here in this country.
Woo!
I hope I make a Bible and ends up in the hand of somebody in Huntington and gets saved. I come to tell you, church, quit sitting in the dark. We got the light. We got the power. And it's time to put it out. It's time to tell somebody about the Romans Road of salvation.
Yes. Yes, holy Lord.
I got to preach here.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? Why, with all the resources we have available? Why, with the massive printing presses? Why, with the media? Why, with the personnel? As I said earlier, and I backed off on a lot of this. Amen. We got social media. Amen. We got ways of publishing things fast, text messages, emails. I mean, there's ways of getting with all of that. You tell me why there's millions in this country today that doesn't even know about a man named Jesus. This is serious. We're in an emergency. Great God, I'd like to be able to call Trump up right now and say, hey, declare an emergency. A lack of Jesus, a lack of the gospel that's being preached in this country today.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Holy Lord.
You know what this country hears? And I'm not being mean. I'm feeling not this country sees Joe Osteen up there with a smile from one earlobe to the other earlobe. Hey, man, he ain't nothing but a wolf in sheep's clothing. And to tell the Muslim, tell the Catholics, hey, man, tell every ungodly thing under the sun, hey, man, to come on down and pat his billfold and they'll just fly on the way to heaven one day. I tell you, America's heard enough of that stuff.
Right?
We've heard enough of this business. Any hymn, blowhards. We've heard enough. Amen. Of a powerless religion. It's time the Pentecostals get a hold of the power of God one more time and take it up and down the streets of our cities and win the lost. He that winneth souls is wise.
Yeah.
Woo! Why is this negative factor allowed to exist? Well, Christ so plainly told us to occupy till he comes. Let me tell you something, church. After tonight, amen, me included, I'm preaching to Jason, and I'm preaching to you. Me included, we don't have no excuse for us not to try to be a soul winner. Amen. Hey, God, help me, Lord, to be a soul winner. Well, we go out, and they knock in the door, Brother J.R. Amen. You smell marijuana coming out, and they say they're still saved. Amen. So I preached a long time ago on why we don't witness. One reason why we don't witness, we get discouraged. And we say it ain't doing no good. That's what the devil wants us to think.
Right.
But it's doing a lot more good than the devil wants to admit. Thank God I come to tell you here today. Amen. There's a gospel that's worth putting out there. Amen. If you got breath, you need to be a light and to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Great God. One pastor said that he went to a missions meeting on a midweek service in a big church, I guess. He expected there to be lots of people there. He didn't go to that church, but he heard about their mission. What's my word? I'm trying to mission like a mission conference meeting. They was getting a missionary in from way off from here, firsthand in the battlefields, lived over there in a foreign field, priest gave his life to the gospel. And this pastor had heard about it. He was interested. So he drove to there, expecting this big church, run a lot of people on Sunday. Wednesday night, he said, expected there to be lots of people out to hear the missionary on the front lines of the battlefield. And he said he came down there, and he said to his surprise, there was 18 people there out of that gigantic crowd that had come to hear a missionary. Amen. Give his plea of the gospel on a foreign field. He said it touched his heart. He said it ripped his heart. Hey God, why are churches dry eyed? Why? Amen. Why
fears? Where is the compassion that embark the work of God during revivals? If we're going to have revival, it's going to come like I told you a while ago. Randy, we're praying from the dark to daylight. Amen. Their forefathers prayed and they sought God until God gave them burdens, until God broke their heart, and then revival came.
Oh, yes.
When Nehemiah was commanded by God to rebuild the walls of, amen, of the holy city. I got it here. I want to read it to you. Nehemiah testified in Nehemiah chapter number 1, verse number 4. And it came to pass when I heard these words, listen, that I sat down and I wept and I mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Listen there. Right there's the key to revival. Right there's the key to winning souls. Hey! Why did Nehemiah weep? Was it because he had caught sight of the corpse that was littered up and down the streets of his homeland Jerusalem? No. Amen. Although it did move him. Hey, God, was it because he feared for his own life? Many had tried to build the wall back, but they couldn't because the enemies, amen, were coming in, stopping the progress. Was Nehemiah afraid for his own life? No. What was it that caused Nehemiah to weep? I believe he saw the awful apostasy of God's people. Amen. People past all caring and all hope. And he gave us a clue to revival. And Nehemiah said, and I sat down and I wept. If America's going to have revival, if Good Shepherd Holiness Church is going to have revival, we got to have a people that'll sit down and weep because of the apostasy that's up and down our streets, because of the sin, amen, that is scattered in our neighborhoods. Oh, God, help us to sit down and weep. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, God.
Woo! Yeah.
Oh, God. Hell, Lord, our eyes are too dry. We don't have a burden like we ought to have. Help us, oh, God. Israel have fallen into history's pit of forgotten civilizations. Gone were the miracles, the golden days of conquest. The armies and the leadership of Almighty God. The fingers of famine had formed a death grip on her throat. Israel sinned against the creator of the universe. She sat down trembling within her tumbled walls and charred gates and counted the wages of sin. What is the wages of sin? Death. And Nehemiah could not take it. All the resemblance of self-control had vanished. He was overcome with grief. And revival began, amen, with Nehemiah's tears. What started the building of that wall? Amen, I tell you what started it. Tears. Thank God. Amen. What's going to start a revival in this day that we're living in? It'll be when some saint of God, it'll be when children of God, amen, begin to shed tears in the midnight hour. Oh, God, save our families. Save our communities. Save our families. Save the drug addicts. Oh, help us in this day.
Jesus, Lord.
Oh. Where are the tears today, church?
Yeah.
Holy Lord.
Where is the repentance today?
Right.
The church of our Lord Jesus Christ is in danger of establishing wrong priorities. Listen here.
No.
It's a mark of the times that many congregations make the first building construction. Listen to this. A multi-purpose building. Great God. Amen. That's what we build nowadays. You know what they build in the Bible? They build altars. We build fun houses. Hey, God, is there anything wrong with any of the above? No. But that's what's wrong with America. We quit building altars. We quit having old-time cottage prayer meetings. And now we have gymnasiums. We have church ball teams. Hey, God, we have church alleys. We take our kids, amen, to the amusement places of the world. And they know about everything else, but they don't know about how to get a hold of God. Help us, Lord, today to be able to get a hold of God.
Yes, amen.
He called us into the building of the kingdom, not multi-purpose buildings.
called us to build the work of the Lord, reaching the lost with the only gospel that there is that can save this lost world. And to see our altars filled with humanity seeking God. Great God, building gymnasiums. Hell yeah. That's what they're doing. Swimming pools and bowling alleys. And let the Church of Jesus Christ build altars and outreach ministries that will remind the dying world that there's still a God that loved them.
Yeah.
God loved us so much that he gave his son. Jesus loved us so much that he left the splendors of glory and he came down and he laid down his life. Our priorities are shaky at best.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Woo, listen.
Oh, Jesus.
We major on music and minor on prayer.
Yeah.
Many churches have softball teams, but no visitation teams. Help us, God. We need a visitation team.
Yes, right.
We have frequent meetings in banquet halls, but few in prisons. We pack the auditoriums for visiting musical groups, while the prayer meetings could be held in a broom closet.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well,
yes, Lord.
I'm preaching to us. And I'm not being hard whatsoever, but in our own movement now, we have what they call musicals, music jams and jam sessions, and they gather in from states around.
Yeah.
Pack that place out to listen to music. Are you against music? No, I'm not. I love good music. I want us to have good music.
Yes.
I'm not against that, but we'll pack a place out to hear music. Woo!
Yeah.
Call prayer meeting. We can fit us all in the bathroom back here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You see what we major on.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. You see where our hearts are.
Yeah.
We tried that. Remember what I was talking? Sister Barb always pushed for prayer meeting. Sister Barb always pushed. Amen. Let's pray. Let's have prayer meeting. So on Monday nights, we had prayer meeting. Every Monday night. The only ones I ever remember showing up. And I'm not being hard. I know folks work and all that. The only people I remember showing up, help me here. Sister Barb, Tommy, Mary, me, and sometimes Brother Tom, because he was off on Mondays.
Right.
Am I missing any?
No.
Four or five of us. Brother Marshall had prayer meetings in at Flatwoods. All them years, Brother Marshall had prayer meetings. I was able to make it to some of them down through the years. Between working and school, I was in college that time. And even at Flatwoods, all that big crowd they had. You know how many they'd have a prayer meeting? Four or five. That's what kind of priority we put on praying and getting a hold of God.
Jesus.
Are you honest? Not really. I'm trying to challenge us here tonight.
Yeah.
If you're ever gonna get any power with God, it's gonna come through prayer.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna come through a song. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. It ain't gonna come through all these different things. But if you're gonna get a hold of God in the midnight hour, it's gonna come through prayer. Amen. Oh Lord, would you anoint us and help us to learn how to pray?
Amen.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Where's the tears today? Where's the repentance today? Our priorities are shaky. Help us, oh God. Amen. Amen. Great God. The crowds are there to hear the testimony of the latest rock star or the latest film actor. But a sultry dozen or so come to hear the missionary that's just back from the home front. The excuses are many. Some say, well, I'm not there on Thursday night. I'm not there on Sunday night. It's a school night. Amen. We need a night or so home. I get home from work so late that there just ain't time to make it to church. Or as Brother J.R. said tonight, some say, I'm just too tired. Hey, got some. Hey, I pastored long enough to know how it works. On Sunday night, folks are sick. Oh, I'm so sick. I can't go to church 7 o'clock Sunday night. But 6 o'clock Monday morning, I'm out in the dark. Amen. Fighting the snow, fighting the rain, fighting the elements of the weather, and the clocking in to work on time. But you ain't got a burden to go to church down at the house of God. Nehemiah said the city's in ruin. The walls are down. Amen. Everything we ever stood for is gone. Ain't got to tell you how it happens. We lose our burden for spiritual things.
Amen.
Oh, Lord,
hold on.
Woo! Right. Oh, come on.
I'm feeling like pastor here tonight.
Jesus.
Is that all right?
Yes, Lord.
I wonder how many tonight ain't here tonight. They went to work all day. Probably out somewhere getting them a bite to eat.
Yeah. Come on.
Not in the house of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, luckily, Brother Tommy, I wasn't working today. Now I'm fixing to crank up here in about less than a month. I'll be full steam ahead. But I wasn't working today, so I took Michelle out early. And yeah, I was able to come to church tonight. But if I had been working,
yeah,
you know where I'd have been tonight?
Yes, sir.
I'd have been to church.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. I'm not here boasting and bragging. And folks don't even know what we've been through with Weston. We don't gripe and complain. Amen. But I don't know of a service we missed. Amen. Because Weston's problem that he suffered. Amen. He suffered. That doctor said his ear looks so bad. He said he sucked all kinds of thick mucus. Amen. Infection out of his ear. He said, I sucked all kinds out of there. Amen. And ever since Tuesday, that thing's just ran and ran with yellow stuff coming out of his ear. When he lays down at night, amen, several puddles in his bed of that yellow stuff coming out of his ear. Hey! Amen, great God. I know he runs all over the place and he's rowdy sometimes, but we're at the house of God.
Yeah.
We're down at the church house.
Woo!
Great God. We couldn't lay at their house, amen, like half a dozen others that don't have a desire. But thank God I'm in the church.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm in his house.
Yeah.
I put him first. And thank God he'll watch over us.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I've been in church all my life.
Thank you.
Boy, I'm going to get back to winning souls.
Come on.
I've been in church all my life. I got about 15 more minutes. Don't worry. I've been in church all my life, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to work. Somebody said, well, yeah, I know. I was a nurse. That's one reason why I'm not a nurse tonight. Because they tried to mandate me to work Sundays.
Right.
Amen. And I realized, you know, when they got nurses on the floor, somebody's got to take care of them sick people on Sunday. And I told them. And they made it so hard on me. And finally, between that and the Lord, I finally got out of there. Now, I'm able to be the church. And I chose that road. Amen. But I know all about working. Amen. Brother Tommy, when I worked a job, I worked 12 hours. I get up 6 o'clock. Clock in the morning, clock in by 6:45, go to work till 7:30, leave, yeah, I know what it's like, leave, and I worked at St. Mary's 40 minutes from Flatwoods, amen, leave church and drive 40 minutes, show up at 8 o'clock, somebody said, why do you even go an hour late? At least I got there for the preaching of the word.
Yeah.
Hey, I know what it's like, amen, all my life I've been in the house of God, and I bet you can count on one hand how many services I missed other than being sick or being shut up in St. Mary's, unable to get out of there because of work. Hey, great God, I put a premium on his house.
Yeah.
Amen. It's because of the church that I'm saved. It's because of being faithful that God has blessed me. Hey, I got to get my priorities straight. I got to get things right if I want God to put his hand of blessing on my life.
You're right. You're right.
Amen.
That's what we got to do, church.
Dear Lord, dear Lord.
Am I hard on you? No, I'm just telling you what you got to do.
Amen.
If you want the Lord to help you, right. If you want God to bless you, that's how you got to live.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Not hit a night, miss a night.
Amen.
Come on.
I had a church up there around them Amish, you know, and a guy asked him, said, you got any of them Mennonites? Come over there. And they said, no, I ain't got no Mennonites, but I got some Missonites. Woo! He said, what's that? He said, well, they hit a knot and miss a knot.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, God, hit a knot and miss a knot. That's what we got over there. And we want to know why our families are lost. We want to know why our husbands and our wives and our children are lost. We want to know why they're out of the church and don't have no desire to come back in. They ain't never seen no faithfulness out of us. God is going to come back on us. I don't want my girls to grow up and say, I'm bitter at God. I'm bitter at the church. Because Dad never showed me the right way. Hey, I gotta be a light to my family. I gotta be a light to the church. We gotta stand up and be a light and win souls in this day.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Holy Jesus.
You wanna run down to church with tells you can live any old way and go to heaven, you run on down there. One of these days you're going to face God.
You're right.
One of these days, the counting day is going to happen. And we're going to stand before God and give an account for this life down here.
That's right.
Woo.
Yes, God.
Let me tell you something.